Hijinks, signs, signals, and raw data run all around us in this odd metaphysical landscape called consciousness. But it is an invisible world until it appears to us through some kind of magnifying prism. The phenomena of being spaced out is valid here, as the attentions of our conscious self drift over to other ideas and notions, the cosmic switchboard for those mental connections, nexus between all of the relevant particular elements and events that surge and repel in flux with the rest of the cosmic miasma, where all signals and signs float in a microscopic moat-like atmosphere. And it is that everything from thought to act lies in potential within this sea of perpendicular and parallel particles moving along those various streams of consciousness, pathways of a universal circuit channeling this electricity of the cosmic soul among objects and subjects as experience, a narrow eye of the needle through which the thread of individual experience gets woven into the tapestry of what seems like only empty space. But there is no one frequency that does not rely upon all other natural frequencies to sustain each other, to create a universal certainty. An order, so to speak, amid the islands of chaos is created when vital connections are made and thusly resonate through one's life continuum as the individual like the ringing vibration we are solely tuned into as beings. Inhabitant with no ill side effects, unless you have a mind to think that all water, no matter how filtered, is the distilled ooze from which we all stem, as animal life, living as kings and queens in the modern apathy as it projects outward to us all, the effluvium and erotic ectoplasma that one might call a materialization of the hidden potential that reality holds, and this no matter what direction of the spectral pattern you come in from. Then it behooves one to be aware of all the angles involved when one decides to get involved, the points of prismatic reflection as the divine light hits the third eye, which allows for the mind to project forth both thought and emotion from where it is that most of the personality stems from. And we trail off curiouser and curiouser into one extreme wonderland after another, with nothing but the memory of dead rabbits to guide us out again. Every archetype, at some time or another, becomes a version of the savior energy that uncertain and larval brain attaches itself to in idolatry of a greater good, absorbing and warming the kindness of strangers. We decry the one who becomes anointed as saint among sinners, but only within the native timeline that created and raised the supposed guru among the ignorant. In classical ages past, the lifeline was terribly short for these enlightened iconoclasts, which turns into canonization long after the brutal death was well documented worldwide. There is no true order within the chaos of being, only assembled parts of the greater whole made to manifest at the key times when multiple points create the final answers that the next generations take with them as life lessons and adages. And it is a narrow gap that requires these details to fill it to the edge of consciousness, whether dreamt of or made real by the motions of humanity, building a construct to continue on into the vacancy that is left when power surges through both right and wrong hands to create a complete circuit that can change both the states of matter and the states of mind. But the decision is always held by the ones that remain the most informed or most aware when the ability to respond is weighted and measured through the annoying, monkey-wrenching, most mundane, playing havoc between our ears beneath the tightened features our twitching facial muscles betray. The only means past the onslaught is defense by madness, it would seem to me. Much like any other person, though, I am nobody special, so I will keep serving the structural weakness, which is the grinding machination that becomes death over the course of many a lifetime, lived by career alone while strapped to said grind. Thanks.